coming up.
We're in the midst of earnings season. How closely are you watching that? And there's a Federal Reserve meeting on the way. What should you know about that? I'm John Werdock. We'll talk to Chuck Lieberman, Chief Investment Officer at Advisors Capital Management, straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
Joining us on the line from Ridgewood, New Jersey is Chuck Lieberman. So, Chuck, what are you thinking of this market these days, given we have had so much volatility this summer, but we've also recently had a surprise profit report from Amazon, Google, and Alphabet, its parent, doing well. Microsoft stock, 15-year high. Put all that together for us. What is the state of investing these days?
Well, I think people were nervous this summer because we'd had such a strong run in the equity market, and they really were looking for a setback. They'd been looking for a setback for a long time, at least a couple of years. So they really were nervous, and any excuse would do, and the weakness of economic activity in China was one of the triggering mechanisms. But the fact of the matter is the U.S. economy continues to plow ahead at a pretty solid clip. Corporate profits are doing a bit better than people anticipated. Those earnings reports that you referred to clearly are making that point. And so it looks like people are now beginning to get back in.
In the coming week, the Federal Reserve holds a two-day meeting in Washington. There's been talk. Will they hike rates? It looks like they're going to hold off for the time being. Why should we care about what the Federal Reserve is doing?
Well, at least over the near term, I don't think we should care a great deal. This is going to be the single most advertised, predicted, and telegraphed Fed rate hike when it comes in recorded history since the existence of the Federal Reserve. We know it's coming. We know it's going to be gradual. The Fed has told us this. So it really is not a big deal, especially when you consider that overnight money is now costing around zero, and they're probably going to hike rates by a whole 25 basis points, quarter of a percent, which is nothing to speak of. So it's the beginning of a process. Rates will ultimately normalize. It'll take a while for that to happen. And in the meantime, the economy is doing well, and more importantly, corporate profits are doing well, which provides a very solid foundation for the equity market.
And what is the sense out there when you talk to clients? Are they feeling better about the stock market these days, or are they still a little gun-shy?
Well, I think they remain nervous, and I think they've remained somewhat nervous really ever since 2008. A lot of investors have not forgotten how much the market sold off in 2008, so they realize that stocks are a lot more volatile than they fully appreciated prior to that. We had a couple of years in which it seemed like psychology had healed quite a bit because the markets were not volatile, but they've become more volatile in 2015. That was a reminder to people that the volatility has not gone away. It comes about every once in a while. So when you invest in equities, you have to anticipate that sooner or later there will be some significant fluctuations.
I remember the late 90s when tech stocks were doing so well and they were the darlings, pets.com and so on. Now we have Amazon doing well, Google doing well, Microsoft. When you look at what's coming out of the tech sector, it seems to be doing quite well. Do you have people calling you and saying, should I get back into tech?
Well, we do have a lot of clients in tech. Those companies are fundamentally different than most of the other companies that people were talking about in 1999 and 2000. The companies you're talking about are generating tremendous profitability, lots of cash flow. They have very, very strongly growing businesses. These are healthy companies. In contrast, back in 99 and 2000, there were companies selling at 10 or 20 times sales. So the pricing is completely different. The valuations are quite reasonable. We still think of Google / Alphabet and Amazon as very attractive investments. So we really like them. We hold them. Our clients are very comfortable with them.
And in the coming week, we get news from Apple. How closely will you watch that?
Well, Apple's another one of our holdings. It's a very cheap stock. It's a much more mature company, right? So this is a company very well established. iPhones are all over the place. Growth potential is a lot lower, and that's reflected in the pricing of the security. So it trades at a much lower PE multiple than, for example, Google, because it has inherent growth limitations, and it's also a very large company. Apple is the single largest capitalized company in the world, or at least in the United States. So that tends to reduce its valuation, which makes it cheaper, and it's still generating a lot of profits and a lot of cash flow.
He is Chuck Lieberman at Advisors Capital Management. He's the chief investment officer there. Thank you very much for your time, Chuck.
Thank you.
Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts.
Today our guest is Margaret Cho.
WSJ Speakeasy.
Late night TV. How do you feel about that? The fact that all these guys behind desks wearing ties.
I can wear a tie. I can do the job. I could do every job there. I could be the host. I could be the sidekick. I could be writer and the band leader.
WSJ Speakeasy. Interviews with celebrities and marquee guests.
But could you hold the cue cards?
Absolutely.
You can do it all. Okay.
I can do it all.
WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success.